following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Terry Bradshaw. I've won a lot of games by 1 point, so I know the value of an extra point. My friends at Ferguson are fond of extra points, too. Ferguson's been the leader for plumbing and HVAC supply since 1953, so you always get what you need fast.
Touchdown!
And now when pros order online with Ferguson, you'll get Pro Plus Rewards points. Use these points to get stuff like sports gear, gadgets, and more. Check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com and tell them Terry sent you.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell oil. Oh, no. We work to bring you big deals on oil. Right now at Advance, get a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline conventional motor oil, and a filter for just $20.99. Yeah, $20.99. Now, that's a deal worth getting your hands dirty for. A Valvoline oil change special at Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insights from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Kind of plenty to talk about. We've left the guest list kind of open today. We have no planned interviews. We will have Bo Pelini's press conference today. But so much has happened over the weekend and since we last talked. Wanted to open it up to you, the fans, the listeners, sports fans, listeners of this show. You can email us. You can Facebook us. You can call us. So please do. I mean, I just jotted down a handful of notes. I mean, you can pick on our Dallas Cowboys all you want. Last week, we sat on this show, and I said I thought the Atlanta Falcons were a little bit better than the Houston Texans, and neither one of them played well yesterday, but wow, did Houston show some problems yesterday against a Green Bay team that finally woke up. But, I mean, Matt Schaub, he just had no time to throw the ball, and when he did, it was just terrible. And, of course, I'm going to be a little jaded because it affected my fantasy football team. Right, people? Right, people? That's all that matters, fantasy football. But, anyway, you got that looks good. Are the replacement refs still out there? What's going on? I'm not seriously, fans, seriously, do you think that there has been that much of an upgrade? Just think about it. You're watching football, and at least once or twice a game, you're going, what? Huh? They called that? They did that? They didn't? Seriously. Derek Jeter, as much as I dislike the Yankees, I've always said I respect Derek Jeter. I like rooting for Jabba, and I respect A-Rod, and I thought benching him on Friday was a joke. But you hate to see Derek Jeter go out with a broken leg, and the Yankees don't look very good in these last two games. But you know what? You're never going to win a ball game, Yankees, if you score zero runs. So the whole replay thing, you can say, yeah, it would have been easier to score one in the ninth, and you could point to the four runs you scored in the first game against Detroit in the ninth. That's fine. I get that. But you know what? You still got to score to win. So whether it was 1-0 in the ninth or 3-0 in the ninth, you still had to score to win the ball game, and you didn't. The Nationals. All of a sudden, the Cardinals, you know, they're up 1-0 in the National League Championship Series. They should be out on the golf course. They should be at home. They should be with their kids. They should be taking them to school. They should have been beat. And the Washington Nationals flat-out choked on Friday. So they are out of the playoffs. And then, this isn't even directed at Irish Ken, when 99% of the people know that Stanford scored in overtime on Saturday. And the guy that's looking right at it, 2 feet away, running down the line, ball in the ends. I mean, there's just no debate about it. You watch it. If you were even in a sports bar and that game didn't happen to have the sound up on it, All you got to do, the whistles blow and the arms move to blow a dead ball at the same time. You can watch it as many times as you want with or without the sound. It didn't happen. The problem is, Notre Dame could have still won that football game, and we'd be right where we are today, except going, how in the world do these people, how do they get these jobs? I've said it for a million times. I'll do the replay. You give me a guy that knows the rules, I can look at the TV and tell you whether he scored or not, whether he caught it or not, whether the foot's in or not. It's not that hard of a job. And they continually blow it. They continually mess it up. Folks, it's big. Because do you think Notre Dame's going to get, and I'm not talking about the officials here, but everybody wants Notre Dame in their bowl game, and you know the BCS wants Notre Dame in their national championship game. They lose that game, they're down the peg a little bit, it's going to be tougher to get back up there. They're just like every other college football team, they got a call. Stanford, on the other hand, ought to be slapped in the face too, because that's just horrible play calling. I mean, is that Jason Garrett? Was he calling games for Stanford before he went down the road and flew across country to Baltimore? That's just terrible. If you got a half yard, don't walk up to the line of the scrimmage. I mean, you hand it off and the fullback just goes, eh, or the I-back goes, eh. Get him deep, get some momentum, crash into that line, go over the top, get outside. Yeesh, Stanford didn't deserve to win either. But Notre Dame continues to eke out football games. And the thing there is, if they get better, and they need to, then they will be a force because they are able to win a couple of those close football games. How about the weather over the weekend? It affected all the things basically east of Nebraska. UNK was delayed for 3.5 hours. You saw the Missouri-Alabama delay. So many storms out there. You saw how hard it was raining at Notre Dame Stadium. So it's all right there. Any of those things or something else that I missed, Nebraska coming off their bye week, we will have Bo Pelini's press conference. Anything else that I didn't touch on, I just threw out a few items right there. I mean, I know you want to break down game one of the WNBA finals. You can do that as well. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Here's something else I had to chuckle about. Last night, I don't watch the Nebraska football show, which airs on a variety of networks at a variety of times, but kind of the very first when it all started, it aired on 10-11, it aired on CBS, right after the late local news on Sunday. So at 10:35, whether it was Tom Osborne or Frank Solich or Bill Callahan or now Bo Pelini, that was the Nebraska football show. So last night I'm going, finally we'll get to hear something from the coach. And oh my God, I love you, Lane Grindle. But the Nebraska basketball show, because the football team had a bye week, you make Bo twist and turn in the wind after the Ohio State loss, after the UCLA loss, because you do tape that at the site before you come back. How nice would it have been to have a football show yesterday where the coach, all calm after a week, getting ready, you can do your features, it's not psychotic, you break down, and it's not there. I don't know. That was weird. Just another thing that I thought was a little strange. Many strange things over the weekend. And we would love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The Bronco football team made a comeback in the fourth quarter. The UNK football team tried to make a comeback, got picked at the 2 with 30 seconds to go, and fell 34-27, while Hastings, down 17-5 at Midland in the fourth quarter, came back to win by a score of 20-17. Volleyball, the Lopers dropped another one on Friday. Two-game losing streaks don't happen around there very often. Then they picked up a win on Saturday. They're on the road again tomorrow. Hastings volleyball, 20th win. Nebraska volleyball, great atmosphere yesterday. You had U.S. Olympic coach Hugh McCutchen, who's now the coach at Minnesota, and they took the Huskers as deep as you could possibly go. They beat them pretty good in the first set, and then 27-25, 25-23, Nebraska wins sets 2 and 3, changes the momentum, and wins that. You've got the high school football season down to its final week. This is the final week of the regular season. Everybody is positioning themselves to make it in to the playoffs. And let me get this out of the way, because we have this argument every year on this station, whether it's with Bob Jensen, whether it's with my co-host, whether it's with Stu Pospisil, whoever it is, maybe just you, the fan. You're going to complain about who gets into the playoffs and who doesn't, and you are going to see this year probably a team or two that went 2-6 getting into the playoffs for the simple fact, folks, is there aren't as many football teams as there used to be. They have not changed the classes. There's still as many teams getting in, 32 in C and D, And now instead of having nearly 70 teams, you're down into the mid-50s. You're going to have more than half the field. And that means most of them are playing nine games. The only ones that aren't playing nine games are the teams that don't want to be playing that ninth game anyway, because they're 0-for or 1-for, and some of them are 2-5 going into this week. But the bottom line is, we're going to play football, and in 2 weeks, you're not going to remember any of it anyway, because the good teams, the really good teams, are going to be on to the second round and on to the quarterfinals, and we get that really cool time of the year. We have finished up state softball. We have finished up state tennis. Congratulations to all those that brought home medals. Golf finished up last week. This week it is state cross country, and we've got live coverage for you here on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9, starting at 10:30 with a preview on Friday morning. First race is at 12 noon. We'll take you through the afternoon until football on Friday night. And the big thing with the final week of the football season, that means there's football on Thursday and Friday this week. And we look forward to bringing you a double dose of football those two nights. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Love to hear from you. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Those are the phone numbers and the email address for the program. Irish Ken has followed in, or has emailed in, one comment. Come on, man! I hope Irish Ken realizes. I think he knows that they scored. I hope, Irish Ken, you know that they scored. I hope that's what you mean by that. You know that they scored. You know that they scored. But, as they say, you don't score until you score. The number one team in Division II in the MIAA, Pittsburgh State, was upset over the weekend. Northwest Missouri scored 31 unanswered points in the second half to overcome a 14-0 deficit, win the game at Arrowhead Stadium 31-21. And also, that means Colorado State Pueblo out of the RMAC is the new number one team in the country. The poll just coming out moments ago. Colorado State Pueblo, for the second time, they were number one for a while last year, went into the playoffs and lost, played the Lopers when they were number one. But they are number one in the country right now. So Pittsburgh State falls to number seven. Northwest Missouri State moves up to number five. And Midwestern State, Missouri Western lost to Missouri Southern 31-30, so they fall to 16th. Emporia is tied with Washburn for 18th. MIAA well represented again this week, and Sioux Falls out of the old GPAC moves back into the rankings at number 23. So those are a few of the news and notes from the Doug and Daddy Show on today's program. Love to hear from you. 888-455. ESPN, 888-455-3776. Northwestern kickoff is set for 2:30 on Saturday. The game will be on ABC. Northwestern beat Minnesota in their last contest 21-13. Last game out for them last week, a battle with Minnesota. Their only loss came to Penn State, where they had the lead. So Northwestern just on the outside of the rankings, kind of like the Huskers. But they're 6-1. Nebraska's 4-2, playing one more football game. Northwestern has, and their bye week isn't until a couple of weeks. They get Nebraska and Iowa back-to-back at home before having to get the bye week and then go to Michigan and Michigan State. What else is going on in the world of sports? You tell us. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Monday Night Football tonight, it will be here on ESPN, the Chargers taking on the Denver Broncos. Sit back, relax, enjoy it in your new recliner or sit on your new couch. Furniture, love seat, whatever it is, from Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. In the last 34 years, they've grown to four locations and allows you to compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price. And just as important, Bruce Furniture maintains that small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. You'll be a visitor only for a few minutes. After that, you'll be a friend. You'll have friends in the furniture business who will work every single minute very hard to make everything, as they always say, just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bo Pelini's press conference just after 11:30. Stay with us. More on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Oh, oh. If it's time to replace your vehicle's battery, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and check out this great deal on a Superstart Extreme automotive battery. For a limited time, purchase a Superstart Extreme automotive battery and get a $25 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, it's the Herd. We're about to put another baseball season in the books, but there's still plenty of drama left, and you can be there to catch all the late-season action live and in person. All you have to do is do what smart fans have been doing all summer. Head to StubHub, choose your seat, and get yourself to the ballpark. And if you sign up for StubHub Fan Rewards before buying, you could earn a little extra something with your purchase. So, don't let your team head into the fall without you. Get to StubHub, grab your seats, and take yourself out to a ball game.
StubHub!
How much?
Nobody likes surprise repair charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at Autotech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost a half century of experience to solve most problems. Autotech Specialist is a Napa Auto Care Center. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles, and every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Surprised? Now you can take your vehicle to Autotech Specialist at 25th and Avenue I for no surprises. Find out all about ATS on Facebook.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
A flying machine? I sincerely doubt it. Will women ever be able to vote? Unfortunately not. Man walking on the moon? Never in a million years. Every great achievement seems impossible until the moment it becomes real. So when the U.S. Fund for UNICEF says, we believe in a world where zero children die from preventable causes, what will you say? Let's make zero a reality. Visit unicefusa.org to take action.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as temperatures climb at about 82 degrees for a high with a southwest wind to 5 to 10. Then we can expect clear skies tonight and a low at 48 with a light south wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. John and Kearney says, yikes, what a homer call for Notre Dame. Stanford scores, and well, I think they were the officials from the Nebraska-Florida State poster. We've all seen that, where the guy's blowing his nose when Florida State fumbles into the end zone. Typical, says John. I mean, it's not a homer call. I mean, you can hate Notre Dame, and you can call, you know, it's like being Texas or Oklahoma back in the day, or pick your team. You know, it's not a homer call. They're Pac-12 officials that are doing the football game, so... It wasn't a homer call, but yes, they're at home and they get the call. There's no doubt about it. I think if you're at Stanford, I think you get called. It's a touchdown. So I don't know how the mind of officials work in that capacity. I mean, I've done a little of it, just not football officiating. But still, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. My Iowa State pick almost came through, and pigskin pick him. It would have made me look a lot better. And I think would have made me the overall winner. Oh, that's what it was. One game really separated everybody. Jamie Morgan, it just didn't happen. We win again. Jim and Doug, Doug and Jim, the Doug and Daddy Show. Jim Langan goes 8-3 to make next week's pot of Cunningham's gift cards $140. It's getting serious now, folks. In fact, we haven't been on this kind of a roll ever on the Doug and Daddy Show, I don't think. One year, I think Daddy and I went, I wanted to say 13-2, maybe 3. I think the best we've ever done is get beat 3 times. And last year, we just got rolled. It was like we were getting beat every other week, 3 weeks in a row. But we got beat on week one, and since Jimmy and I have teamed up, we have not lost. Jim Langan goes 8-3. Our caller, Jamie, goes 7-4. The key game there, well, there was two of them. He picked Texas, and he picked Washington against USC and lost them both, where Jimmy got both of those right. And I went 6-5. So, but I took a flyer on Iowa State, And I also had Stanford, so I got hosed there. Boy, how about Texas Tech people just blowing out West Virginia? There was some, you know, they said that they expected a lot of upsets in college football this week. And there were some, and there were nearly some. Iowa State, nearly. West Virginia is just getting thumped. Just getting thumped by Texas Tech. When have they ever been known for their defense? You just saw some good games out there. Why do I keep picking Wyoming? Why? We're going to quit picking Wyoming games here on Pigskin Pick'em. But Friday, every Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show, it's Pigskin Pick'em. You have to answer our trivia question. The first person that answers the trivia question automatically gets the large combo meal from Big Dally's Deli. Two locations in Hastings, also in Kearney. So that's coming up. Then you get entered for the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and Cunningham's Journal, who is also putting on the post-game Super Bowl party for our winner. So you got all of that. And then if you beat us, if somebody does end the winning streak, right now the Cunningham gift card pool is up to $140 in Cunningham's gift cards. You could eat for a month. Or you could have one heck of a party with Nebraska and Northwestern. Of course, it would be the following week when you get your cards. So we'll see how it all plays down. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's what you need to know. That's what you need to know if you want to join us every week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How about Frankie Solich? 7-0. The ex-Noah Keller Ohio Bobcats are 7-0, and they are ranked in the nation's Associated Press poll for the first time since 1968. Albeit it's number 25, it's still number 25. They will have this week off, so they'll get to enjoy it for at least another week. And then it's the Battle of the Bricks at Miami of Ohio on October the 27th, which will be on the ESPN game plan. This is the first time Ohio has been ranked since 1968, when they started the year 10-0. So teams that are above Nebraska include Ohio, Cincinnati, Rutgers, Texas Tech, Louisville, and everybody else we can go with. But South Carolina getting run over. Big game by LSU. Alabama's number one in the AP, followed by Oregon, Florida, Kansas State, and Notre Dame. Then LSU, Ohio State. How is Oregon State number eight in the country? South Carolina, Oklahoma. And then West Virginia tumbled all the way to number 17, one spot ahead of Texas Tech. That makes sense. And they're both 5-1 on the season. So there you have that. Told you about the football for the Huskers and the Lopers and the Broncos again coming up. Bo Pelini's press conference here at the bottom of the hour. Love to hear from you if you'd like to join us on the program today. Threw out a lot of topics. Are you quiet? We got nothing to talk about. Cat got your tongue, people. Huskers didn't lose, so you got nothing to talk about. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Good football games high school-wise over the weekend. The one I got to cover was as billed, Kennesaw and Shelton. Close ball game there. Kennesaw wins it 25-20. Kearney Catholic continues to look good. Kearney High, very impressive. They were pushed in the first half. They were trailing, come out with a huge third quarter, and win that top 10 battle with Lincoln North Star. Also, Glenn Snodgrass and York. You know, we talked to Coach Stein last week on the show, and he was talking about not being able to sleep. We're joking with him about that. He's serious about it, and you can see why. York knocks off Northwest and moves into the Lincoln Journal Star rankings at number 10. York's 5-3. Before last year, it had been, 10 years combined that they'd won five games? So that tells you a little something there. Congratulations to our buddy Glenn Snodgrass. Let's look at the Omaha World Herald rankings and tell you a little bit about where the area teams are today. Millard North is number one in Class A. Kearney is number three. In Class B, Beatrice is number one. McCook is fifth. In C1, Adams Central moves to number one because, as Bob Jensen calls it, the greatest rivalry in high school football saw Pierce snap Norfolk Catholic's 32-game winning streak by 1 point. That's the way those things are supposed to happen, right? By 1 point on Friday night. So Adams Central's now number one. They move Boone Central to number two, which is curious because I thought they lost to Norfolk Catholic. Wahoo is third, and then Pierce is fourth. They all kind of beat up on each other. Kearney Catholic is sixth. Cozad is ninth. Grand Island Central Catholic, who lost to Adams Central Friday, is 10th. Aquinas is number one in C2, like they've been all year long. North Platte St. Pat's is third. Sutton is fourth. Blue Hill is seventh. Donovan Trumbull sets in the number 10 spot. In D1, Howells Dodge is number one. Elgin Pope John is number two. Burwell is third. Exeter Milligan is 7th. Arapahoe is 9th. It's weird that you look at that D1 field and, you know, Arapahoe, but you're so used to seeing a Fort Kearney Conference team in that spot to have a chance to go to Lincoln, and right now that is not the case. In D2, Fall City Sacred Heart is number one in the World Herald. Giltner is number one in the Lincoln Journal Star. In the World Herald, Giltner is 3rd, Kennesaw 5th, Shelton 6th, Bertrand is 7th. And the number one and two teams in the state will play in six-man football on this final week of the regular season. Silver Lake travels out to Juanita Palisade. Of course, Randy Geyer, a lot of folks know Coach Geyer from all his stops around the state. He was at Elm Creek here, not coaching football, but had spent a couple years there in administration and went back out to Juanita Palisade, and he's helping coach that football team. And Silver Lake, we had Coach Arn on here a couple of weeks ago. They are now 7-0 on the season. Very, very impressive. Going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, because right around the corner, Coach Bo Pelini expected to start his press conference in Lincoln. It was fall break, so the football team, they got to keep their focus a little bit. Have they been allowed a little leeway, a little slack there? We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Okay, Greeny, here's the situation. There's 2 minutes on the clock. You got to score a hotel room now. Run the play.
What? Golick, did you play without a helmet?
Hey, I'm talking La Quinta in the two-minute drill.
What two-minute drill?
LQ's instant hold. Just use your smartphone and punch in your phone number. You'll hold a room tonight in under 2 minutes. Well, really more like a few seconds.
So really it's more like a few seconds drill.
There's no few seconds drill in football.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take our business.
Instant hold your next day on your smartphone at LQ.com.
Dr. Pepper's changing lives again with a one-of-a-kind opportunity, the Dr. Pepper Tuition Giveaway. So go to drpepper.com and tell us why you could use some of that tuition. Like Yvonne Padilla Rodriguez. A year ago, she was struggling to pay her tuition. Now she's got $100,000 from Dr. Pepper to help her realize her dreams. What do you want to change in the world? Go to drpepper.com and upload your video. No purchase necessary. You could win up to $100,000 in tuition. So if you want to make a difference, grab an ice-cold Dr. Pepper and head to drpepper.com. Dr. Pepper, always one-of-a-kind.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as temperatures climb at about 82 degrees for a high with a southwest wind to 5 to 10. Then we can expect clear skies tonight and a low at 48 with a light south wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 55.
Doug and Daddy's show flying solo today. Damon Day's back in tomorrow. We'll talk with UNK and Hastings College football coaches Daryl Morris and Tony Harper, our weekly Tuesday visits with them. And don't forget, our Husker Lunch is every Wednesday. Sean Callahan is back with us this Wednesday at Cunningham's Journal. Doug and Daddy show from 11 to 12. We'll be talking to Bob Jensen. We'll be talking volleyball with UNK coach Rick Squires and a whole lot more on Wednesday's show. So join us at Cunningham's, Doug and Daddy from 11 to 12, and then Sean Callahan will preview Northwestern, answer all your Husker football questions from 12 to 1 every Wednesday. Sean Callahan or Steve Sipple at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney. Taylor Martinez is speaking at the press conference right now, and we were listening to that during the break and caught a couple of quotes there. Martinez breaking down what happened on his three interceptions against Ohio State and said one was a pass interference that should have been called, one he was just making a play, and the first one I think he said was on him just one of those things that that happened. The receiver jump or the DB jumped the route and got him on that one. Martinez also said, if it wasn't for turnovers, we'd be undefeated. Taylor Martinez, that'll be the quote. I'm going to tell you right now, unless he says something else really dramatic here in the next 2 minutes, Martinez doesn't say a whole lot. That's probably why. But if we hadn't had any turnovers, this was not exact quote word for word, but the bottom line was, if we had zero turnovers, we'd be undefeated. What do you think? Is that true? Email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, or give us a quick call. Probably got a couple of minutes before Coach Pelini hits the podium. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If Nebraska didn't turn it over against Ohio State and UCLA, would they have won those games? Your thoughts. T&L Irrigation, folks, they continue to put more money in your pocket as they have since the 1950s when the corporation began right here in Nebraska, worldwide headquarters in Hastings, and has spread to every United States, state, and 60 countries worldwide. All farmers know that frequent starting and stopping operation causes wear and tear on their equipment. The same is true about electric pivot irrigation systems. All that start-stop result in breakdowns that cost money and create downtime when you least expect it. So time to smooth things out. Get a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot system and discover how they can be easier on you for a lifetime. Choice is simple. Discover the T&L difference by seeing your local T&L dealer or logging on to T&L's website at TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, it's proven technology that works. Bo Pelini will have his weekly press conference coming up here in just a little bit. If you want to voice in, chime in, be part of the program, we'd love to hear from you at 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. Oh, more going on in the Saints bounty scandal. Tired of that already. How about Jerry Kill? When does that force him to step aside? Once again, we've known about Coach Kill from Minnesota and his health problems. Suffered another seizure after their loss to Northwestern on Saturday. Was hospitalized for a short time. Was released from the hospital yesterday. So, again, wish the best for Coach Kill. They have a really good season going, and he's a really good guy. So, I think he's the kind of person that can keep Minnesota rolling along. So, hopefully Coach Kill gets it back together and is in fine shape for their football game this week. Again, Taylor Martinez has just wrapped things up in Lincoln, and Bo Pelini will be coming to the podium in just a moment. We'll take you to Lincoln for the weekly press conference from the Nebraska football coach. Postal Chuck says, what are the odds he'll call Northwestern a good football team, a well-coached physical football team, and that Nebraska's going to have to execute to win the game? Probably right, Postal Chuck. You are probably right. John and Carney says that's exactly why he isn't in front of the microphone much. He's a box of rocks, talking about Taylor Martinez. Bo Pelini at the podium. Let's go to Lincoln. That is Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini, his weekly press conference, decked out in a Nebraska football gray sweatshirt today. I know that you guys want to know that. Coach Pelini talking about a variety of things, getting to rehash the Ohio State game in a variety of different areas, talking about Northwestern. Did get the question about why Nebraska is struggling so mightily against the spread offense and the spread quarterbacks and your Denard Robinsons and your Kane Coulters and your Braxton Millers and the Franklin kid from UCLA and those types of players, and not so much against your Kirk Cousins and the drop back pro style football. And so Bo Pelini did actually address that a little bit. I think, again, just to simplify it, it sounds like, and I think this is true, in these spread offenses, it's a big play or it's no play. I mean, you're getting, if they fill the gap and make the tackle, you're not going anywhere. You're not getting 3, 4, 5 yards. But then you could hit the home run, too. And that's exactly what Ohio State did, especially in the second half against the Big Red. Your thoughts. We've got some emails to get to. Love to hear from you. We'll wrap up the show here in a little bit, but we will get to your emails. So be a part of the program here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We want to hear from you. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever has their youth mentor hunt this Saturday. Still a couple of spots open. They want to get those filled. It's such a great event. Dave Connor is the youth chairman. You can contact him. And you can sign your release forms or find out more at Old West Guns in Kearney. And the number for Dave is 440-1325. It starts at 7:30, the hunt with registration. They'll give you a little breakfast. They've got lunch included. You'll get a hat, an Upland game vest. You participate in blue rock shooting, dog handling, shotgun pattering, gun safety and cleaning, bird cleaning. Guns and shells are provided, but for more information, if you've been a part of it, you'll want to be a part of it again. Ages 12 to 15. It's a great event for the youth of the area put on by the Prairie Hills Chapter of Pheasants Forever. Contact Dave to get in at 440-1325. Your emails when we come back.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Parts Plus Auto Parts stores and car care centers invite you to enter the Let's Go to Hawaii sweepstakes. You could win an all-expense-paid trip for two to Hawaii to participate in football All-Star Weekend festivities. There are hundreds of other fabulous prizes as well, and there will be winners at every Parts Plus location. Get details and enter at any participating Parts Plus parts store or car care center. If you want to win a Hawaiian vacation, and if you want the best parts and service for your car, not just parts, Parts Plus. Enter today.
Monday night, two teams coming off tough losses try to get back on track as Peyton Manning and the Broncos battle Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of Dial Global Sports. Join Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Fouts and me for all the excitement from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at Qualcomm Stadium. First place in the AFC West is on the line. Who will take control of the division? Tune in to find out. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as temperatures climb at about 82 degrees for a high with a southwest wind to 5 to 10. Then we can expect clear skies tonight and a low at 48 with a light south wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 55.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Walk in and see the smiling faces. Why are they always smiling? Because they are doing good, and so are you. The only reason they do good is because you're doing good. We tell you this time and time again. Just pay attention. Pay attention when you're driving around. Midway vehicles are everywhere, and they are up and running. And that's because whether they're new or pre-owned, Midway has them ready to go for you. They'll also buy your car. The fastest route to sell it is to sell it to Midway. Get your trade in, sell your car to Midway. They'll turn it over, and you can find out everything that's on their lot, even if you're not right here in Kearney or have the time. You can do it from the comfort of your home by checking out thinkmidway.com. You can make appointments. You can find weekly and monthly deals. It's all there for you. Plus, you can look at everything on the lot. You can sign up for financing. You can also put in the vehicle that you want. As we say time and time again, maybe you want this specific color, two-door, four-door, this type of engine, this year, this make, this model, and they're going to have it for you at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Let's get to a few of these emails that came in. We said Taylor Martinez said in his press conference today, if it wasn't for turnovers, Nebraska would be undefeated. Do you agree with that? Well, Kevin says yes, yes, yes to what Taylor said, that we would be undefeated if there's no turnovers. Producer Jeff, this was before your time when Bill Callahan was our football coach. Okay. We used to have like weekly or daily emails from H-Man in Riverdale, who got the job done. Steve Peterson gone, Bill Callahan gone, all those guys gone. I think now we're going to be getting weekly emails, and we'll have to come up with a name here for John in Kearney, because he sent us a couple there. I think he's angry. Wow. $3.5 million a year to be a corpse on the radio, a corpse on TV interviews, no smiling, no adjustments, no anything in my book to justify this guy being a head coach. Indiana's 7-point loss, and it was actually a 3-point loss, but Indiana playing close to Ohio State when NU allows 63. Now, that was 52-49, Ohio State and Indiana late Saturday. And then he goes on to say in his email, and Bo says in his interview he doesn't change anything in practice. Wow. Sean Eichhorst, who's the new AD, needs to look closely at what we have as a coach and realize these are 18 to 23-year-old kids that need a spark, and Bo can't do it. He is an embarrassment to Nebraska. Wow. And then he goes on to say, as he's listening to the press conference, we need to prepare and execute. Are we all not sick and tired of hearing that? Well, Bo, whose job is that? I would have to think it's yours. Angry John and Kearney. That's Angry John. Now, again, to anybody that fires off that email, and I always, either side of it, whatever the debate is, respect everybody's opinion on that. Whether I think you're right or wrong, that doesn't have anything to do with it, really. It's all about your opinion. But if you want to take that route with any coach, and in this light, it's Bo, I would also like to hear your suggestion, what you think. You can't keep turning things over. It's not that bad. Maybe you think it is. Maybe you, the people out there, think it is. But I also want to hear your suggestion if you don't think Bo's the answer, which I disagree with, but if you don't think Bo's the answer right now and you want to, you know, jump right off that bandwagon immediately, what's your suggestion? You can't just bring in, I mean, you can't just find guys that have had 15 years of assistant coaching position experience at Nebraska, because you have to put the time in to get the experience. Yeah, you can bring them in from other places. Here comes from Scott. What are the little things we need to do better? He never elaborates. Is there a big problem he won't tell us? Well, and again, you think this, and you get in trouble for kind of asking this, but it was hinted at in the press conference today. Are Nebraska's athletes and players just flat out not as good as the other guys? I mean, that's what we're all thinking, isn't it? If Braxton Miller has four guys around him, as Coach Pelini said, and that's going to happen. Rex Burkhead has made six guys miss. I mean, we have those players, maybe just not as many. Maybe they aren't as good. That is the difference between being number one and being number 22 and being a losing football program. Better play. You got to have players. As I've said for years, there's so many things that have to come together, not only to be a good football team and a great football team, but what you, the Nebraska fan, want, a national championship, a conference and national championship contending football team. He talked a little bit about what they have to do better in the press conference today, but you can't just flat out and say, no, Will Compton just isn't that good. No, Stanley John Baptiste just isn't that good. No, Chase Rome just isn't that good. No, Andrew Rodriguez just isn't, pick anybody. I mean, these are all names I hear from time to time and many, many more. But Coach Pelini is not going to sit in front of the press and go, yeah, if we had somebody better than Will Compton, we'd be a better football team. So you're just not going to get that answer. Email us to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can also vote on our poll question. Over the weekend, what grade would you give the playoffs so far? 45% of you said an A, 30% B, 25% said C. I'm guessing those 25% were Yankee fans that voted this morning. You can vote on our poll question every single day. How about this? Our poll question today, which of these is the college football story of the week after this weekend? Oklahoma routing Texas. We didn't even get to have a lot of fun with that. Texas Tech upsetting West Virginia. LSU beating South Carolina, or Notre Dame beating Stanford on the controversial no touchdown call. Which of those is college football's biggest story of the week? My vote, I'm going to say Texas Tech upsetting West Virginia, even though a lot of us thought that that was possible. You know, LSU beating South Carolina, I picked LSU on the show on Friday, so I'm not shocked by that. If beating LSU at home at night is almost impossible. Notre Dame beating Stanford on the no touchdown call, yeah, it was a bad deal. But as I said, even if they call it a touchdown, Notre Dame still could have won that football game. And I think Notre Dame's going to get beat eventually anyway. And if they don't, then they prove that they're a national championship caliber team with their schedule. If they run the table, they deserve to be playing for the national championship, whether you like Notre Dame or not. And Oklahoma routing Texas, right now, neither one of them is not a story nationwide. So West Virginia was fifth, and they just get trounced by Texas Tech. That is my vote for today's poll question, and you can vote on it as well at ESPNSuperStation.com. Appreciate all of the emails today. Don't forget, you can email us anytime, 24 hours, roll them on into the Dent Popper inbox. You can Facebook us anytime. All you have to do is like us at Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, and you'll get updates to the games we carry, the guests we'll have on the program, and of course, pick up time-to-time info, what's going on with ESPN Radio. Tonight, it is Monday Night Football. We'll be bringing you all the action as the Denver Broncos are in San Diego. Kickoff at 7:35 in Major League Baseball playoffs. Love doubleheaders, and we could have a couple of those over the next 2 days on Tuesday and Wednesday with afternoon start times. Tomorrow, Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, UNK and Hastings College football coaches. Among our guests, Damon Day will be in as co-host. We will see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Oh, by the way, that New York Yankee guy, he tagged out. That Detroit guy coming back into second. He was out. He was out. Sorry, Yankee people. One didn't go your way. Oh, so sad. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.